Hi, you're listening to the first ever episode of Classic Friendship Podcast. This is episode one, the one with the experience. In this podcast is work by Jenna Bliss, Jessie Darling, Beatrice Lofschultz and Harry Burke, and it's September 2013. So first of all, we have Jenna Bliss. So many rappers have already done it better.
Hi.
Joanne? Joanne Chesimo?
My name is Asata Olubala Shakur. Asata means she who struggles. Olubala means for the people, and Shakur means the thankful.
Can I just call you Asata? She who struggles. Because I struggle every day. I struggle to write you. But really, I don't see any point. Because so many rappers have already done it better.
My calling card, recorded and ordered. Supporter of Chesimard, loud and proud.
I was in New York, working on a show I had at the big gallery there. This is in 2007. I had done research about a suicide bomber in Iraq. I was traveling back after the show had opened. I went to wait for the plane, and then they called out my name. Can Mr. John Smith come to the reception?
You have lost something from your bag.
All these police officers let me out.
Oh, so you think this is funny?
I was being a bit cocky.
There are some suspicious items in this bag.
What are you talking about?
The law is on my side. You just another dead nigga shot resisting arrest.
To make a long story short, I was captured in New Jersey in 1973 after being shot with both arms held in the air and then shot again from the back.
Basically, they started questioning me about the suicide bomber that I had in my notes, and I was like, yeah, I was working for an exhibition at this big gallery. It's about war. Then there was more and more questions.
What does this mean? What language is this?
It's Swedish, because some of the notes were in Swedish.
Then what about this?
And I had a fake mustache and a nose, the kind with glasses. And the packaging said disguise.
So you have a disguise.
But, like, I'm not going to walk through the customs with a fake nose. It was a Christmas present for my little brother.
Why the fuck did you bring this shit into my country?
It was an art exhibition.
My friend died in 9/11. I'm gonna make you pay.
When I asked something...
Shut up. I'm gonna punch you in the face.
I was left on the ground to die. And when I did not, I was taken to a local hospital where I was threatened, beaten, and tortured. In 1977, I was convicted in a trial that can only be described as a legal lynching.
Then they handcuffed me and put me in a police car to a police station far away and put me in a cell. And this guy came in with plain clothes to question me, and I wasn't able to look at him.
Turn around. Stand with your face against the wall.
Then I got really scared and almost cried, and I had already missed my plane by hours.
Making a copy right now.
On Thursday, FBI Special Agent Aaron Ford spoke at a press conference announcing Shakur's placement on the most wanted terrorist list. He refers to Shakur as Joanne Chesimard, her original name.
Joanne Chesimard is a domestic terrorist who murdered a law enforcement officer, execution style.
I am pleased and honored to announce the doubling of the reward for the capture of longtime fugitive Joanne Chesimard. We are raising the reward from $1 million to $2 million for the successful apprehension of this convicted murderer.
Then they finally just let me go, and I didn't know where I was. I had to take the bus back to the airport. Then I got back to Sweden. Apparently, I'm some kind of on terrorist watch list.
In the spirit of the Black Panther, in the spirit of Asata Shakur,
We make this movement towards freedom for all those who have been oppressed.
Is this line secure?
Yes, it is, sir.
Go ahead.
He publishes a variety of left-wing newsletters on various political subjects.
Put a tap on.
It's already done.
You wince. I can feel it through the phone lines. But they are invisible.
What I saw in the United States in those prisons was slavery. It was black people with chains in cells. It was just poor people, you know, I mean, just stepped on and smashed. I'll never forget what I saw.
Although the victim status that slavery confers and the survivor identity it promotes are sometimes valued highly, the memory of slavery is seen mainly as an encumbrance. It is an old skin that has to be shed before one can hope to attain an authentic life of racialized self-love.
I mean, I've always been a prisoner. I've never been free in my life. I don't know what freedom means.
Asata, that is what you said in the 70s about being a prisoner. You were in prison for so long, weren't you?
I was in prison altogether 6.5 years. I spent more than 2.5 years in solitary confinement.
In 1979, I was able to escape with the aid of some of my fellow comrades.
I dreamt I arrived at your door, which was the shore, but it was Ricky Martin who greeted me as if I were in Puerto Rico, not Cuba. How different those islands are politically, despite their proximity.
I later arrived in Cuba, where I am currently living in exile as a political refugee.
God damn it!
But this shit not. I done turned Havana to Atlanta. Right.
Asata Shakur, how did you get out?
Bulletproof this radio scammers. Ballin' to they banners. You're getting too much bread, they try to jam you. Boy from the hood forgot White House clamors.
Afro on the New Jersey Turnpike.
Politician never did shit for me. Except lie to me to start history. Wanna give me jail time and a fine. Fine, let me commit a real crime.
I only see it in cinema. The New Jersey trooper dead, and your Zaid Malik Shakur BPP BLA shootout on that turnpike between Manhattan, Harlem, and the beach. Easy, wide, serpentine space.
You don't need this shit anyway, chill with me on the beach.
Metro police. They tortured you and put you in solitary confinement. How did you get out? You got pregnant in a prison cell while your fate was being decided.
Hi, I'm not home right now. I'll call you right back.
Found peace in the Panther she went on trial with, one of the brothers. She had a child with the father.
We started to, I don't know, to feel tender toward each other. We started to feel an attraction, to feel like human beings again, I guess is the word for it. And the subject of sex came up. It was really heavy.
With the foulness, they would feed her, hoping she'd lose her seed. Held tight, knowing the fight would live through the sea. In need of a doctor, from her stomach she'd bleed. Out of this situation, a girl was to see, separated.
We just decided to be human beings, to be people. In spite of all the people that were trying to squash us down and all the forces that were trying to dehumanize us, we decided to be human.
Openly and freely in Cuba, she continues to maintain and promote her terrorist ideology. She provides anti-U.S. government speeches espousing the Black Liberation Army message of revolution and terrorism.
I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
That was Jenna Bliss. So many rappers have already done it better.
Latest music and the fastest news. Latest music and the fastest news. Latest music and the fastest news. Latest music and the fastest news.
Next, we have Jessie Darling, three songs.
Oh, I really hate the sound of my recorded voice. I just heard it recently. I'm like, fucking hell, do I sound like that? I've got a really weird accent. No one ever told me. Well, some people say it, and I never believed it. But anyway, so I guess I was asked to do this, and Holly said something about maybe I could do something about, you know, like some of the things that I'm doing on Twitter or some of the stuff I've done in public. And I didn't want to do that because that shit is work, you know. And in a sense, this is work too. But it's called classic friendship, right? So basically, I'm going to take this literally. See, for a long time, I didn't think about myself as an artist. I thought I was a performer. In fact, I thought I was a singer and songwriter. And I did that for a long, long time. And this is real secret, vulnerable, classic friendship stuff. It's classic. It's originary. It's what I was doing before I was doing this other shit. Anyway, so the first song is a song called Eleanor. The band was called The Pseudonics. They're clever, you know. This is actually just me and my husband. It's supposed to be a riff on the kind of hetero standard of the old Johnny song, you know, when it's like some fucking sweet-voiced girl with 60s guitars is singing about Johnny, her man, and the pretty banal difficulties of that relationship. So it was supposed to be a kind of a queering of that.
Eleanor? Eleanor!
Eleanor, yeah. Eleanor, yeah.
so the next song is, the band is called Radio Darling, and this was there were four of us in this recording, and actually one of them is my sister. It was really cool playing with my sister. She's my little sister. This song, Hey Tess, is written about my on again, off again, pretty long suffering Tess, and I listen to it and I feel very bad for us both. So yeah, the last song is the only song that I ever made all by myself. What happened was one summer I lost my voice. It was really crazy. And no one knew what, or how or why or when it was going to come back. I was in specialists all the time, but nobody had a clue. I felt like I really needed everything I could get. So I wrote a Facebook message to all my ex-lovers. Tess is on there, for example. So this message said, would you just do me a favour and leave me an answer phone message? It doesn't matter what time of the day or night, it doesn't matter what you say. I won't answer, And then I cut their responses together into this song. And then later, when I started to get my voice back, I was singing on top of it to make a sort of harmony or whatever the fuck it is. And then I finished it on Valentine's Day.
I love you, Jesse. Hello? I would have called before, but...
Say that again.
How's it going?
Hey, Colin.
Hey, Jesse.
I feel a little bit nervous about this somehow.
Oh, man, the message is such a... It's such a journal.
Dear Jess, I'm always so happy to hear from you popping up in my life in your strange ways.
I love you because I know you. And though we know beyond that shattered veil, lies splintered bone and shadowed steel, we turn. We turn. At times we thicken down the barriers of bullshit that people always seem to have between themselves and others, and we've just been ourselves to the best of our abilities.
Leaving a message for Jesse, complying with her desperate need of attention in the name of art.
Bevor man nicht sprechen kann, darüber muss man schweigen. Bye, darling.
Yeah, how's it going? At least write me an email or something, so...
There ain't no reason to call me back.
Yeah, I know, Jesse, I'm an iron wanker. I think I know it all, but that's not the point.
Rock will work on rock powder, grind through skin, through teeth like shingles, skies like sand-stained eyes. As memory fades, short-lived,
and then life
doesn't point
to the meaning, but it's a lie.
But every moment flutters near on every beat, and sinks on every tide. While we turned alone, with marble hearts and minds defined, and all that sways returned to suffering.
Although you always seem to suffer a lot, invite a lot of suffering into your life. Could I say, yeah, it's summer here. I think about you every day, or at least often.
But anyway, I love you, and I'll hear from you again some weird way.
We circumnavigated on shuttles, shaped upon unknown core. Daddy, as she goes.
Flesh and time.
So yeah, that's it. I'm JD. London, 2013, August. Yeah, bright day, bit of sun, clouds.
That was Jesse Darling, three songs.
Friends with benefits.
Touchdown Newsroom, Jackie Fernandez. Thanks for doing this again, Jackie.
Next we have Beatrice Lofschultz, and it's called Mountain Depth. That was by Beatrice Lofschultz, and it was called Mountain Decks. And finally for this podcast, we have Harry Burke. This time this year, this time last year.
Cup of fun. It's impossible to look at me and not be boy. I said I'd never do reading on ideological terms. Sometimes I spend 15 minutes doing a 3-sentence text. Well, I'm reading now, I think. By the time I finish, it's 2. I miss you so much today for some reason. 2 stones always heavier than 1. You can kill a thing with 2 stones. I miss you so much, you know. Of all the ways to say I love you, none are as good as I love you. The reply was succinct and came from elsewhere. Ariadne, whom you have deserved. Air. Air hurts me sometimes. I feel like you have unbridled access to me. You have like unbridled access to me. Your breath is air. I'm sitting before you, a construct of fallacy. Watch the way you undo me. Shoelaces first, your hands on my neck, and heart on my soul. What I am is what's inside when you wrap yourself around me. What I am is what happens when you wrap yourself around me. Violence sometimes. Total war forever. This is us on the grill of the car. You wearing one of those dresses which flows all over the set. All the other characters are there specifically to look at you. And when they tell you to, you touch me. I had to concentrate so hard to love you right now, but it's probably worth it. Shall we make a family whilst all around us it's a petty apocalypse? Can we lie inside one another in the middle of an interstate? Shall we have kids and love them too? Oh girl, I live inside you where you can't see me. Oh, I know exactly what I'm thinking about right now is you. You naked where they told you to, you do. You lie there loving at you. Cover you. On the bed there is an unspecified eruption. Look, we're trawling through the same dilapidating territory again. The door frame's collapsing, the roof is on top of us. I'm texting you repeatedly. You're receiving them. Outside, the world is obviously silent. There's nothing like being physical next to each other. I'm cascading down your sentences. The punctuation's clawing me. My legs, like you said, red meat. My legs haven't even been affected. They're perfect, perfect, okay. I lay myself out next to you. You lie your quilt on me. You stretch your patchwork diaphragm. I stretch and groan and yes, we're still wet. The world cascades on us. I'm writing in my morning, I check for you, you've messaged me. I could say your name or fuck, or I could tell you so many things like how our love is at its most surreptitious right now. I want to love you violently. Damocles. Obviously I get jealous. I want to be loved unconditionally. I force myself to imagine everything, like I imagine being invited. How hair falls on your hand. Your skin is emphatic. You're perfect, you know. I have my own me, constructed via waterfall and bath products, semi-naked and positioned to look at you. There's a cursor on top of me, hovers over me like men. Heracles. Solidarity is romance, the assured. I then feel over my arms again. First they're red, and then they're better when they're not red. Light adjusts itself, you know. I look in the mirror and imagine it's me. There's sinews connecting us. I imagine, but sort of wet and disappearing. He's in the mirror watching until he goes. I really hope where you'll find me is here. Just a knot, a knowing, promise. Sisters, we call each other secretly. and Wetter When You're With Me, Final Fantasy IV. Men, do you feel guilty when you penetrate? Sometimes. She laughed and made a heart sign, as if I'd said, you, never, never you. It was exactly what I'd said. Anyway, now I'm sitting here, it's over. Dawn always comes too soon, I think. I got caught on it once. I know the way he fucks. I know the way he fucks you just looking at you. Fucking men. Got put in the wrong basket at birth, I think. My primary apology.
That was Harry Buck, This Time This Year, This Time Last Year. So you've been listening to the first episode of Classic Friendship Podcast, the one with the experience, and in it was Jenna Bliss, Jessie Darling, Beatrice Lofschultz, and Harry Buck. And it's September 2013.
Was the romantic comedy Friends with Benefits.
Now newsroom, Jackie Fernandez. Thanks for doing this again, Jackie.
Classic Friendship. Ah!